Welcome back, everybody. This is the eBay Auction Tips Task Force with Tim Knox, and I'm your co-host, Scott Patton. Hey, Tim, how are you doing today?
Doing really good, Scott. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. So I understand you've been on the road a little bit.
I have been on the road a little bit. I was in Nashville last week speaking at the Affiliate Marketing Conference with Ray Perry and other people. Polly Sable was there, Martin Wales, Matthew Glanfield, Simon Leone, Jim Cockrum. So
nice.
Pretty good group. Yeah, I had a really good time.
Jim's a good old friend of yours, eh?
Jim is a good old friend of mine. We've been buddies for many, many years. He was actually one of my very first JV partners that I ever did anything with.
He's the author of a really good book on eBay, as I understand.
He is. It's Silent Sales Machines, Hiding on eBay. And yeah. He's also got just started a membership club, too. So it's going very well.
Good for him. Good for him.
And I'd give you my affiliate link if I could think of it.
Well, you can tell Jim we gave him a plug on our podcast.
Yeah.
And what I was going to say was today's topic is, I think, really an important one for people that are on eBay. Because when I think of eBay, I think of, you know, I'm looking for something. It could be a big screen TV, could be a part for a car, could be a book, could be DVD, could be clothes, shoes, whatever it is. And I tend to think that, you know, I'll do the search, I'll buy it. And that's the only interaction I have with that seller. In other words, I think of myself as a one-time customer only. But it seems to me that there should be ways that when you're selling stuff on eBay that you could turn a customer like me into a lifetime customer where I'll buy things again and again and again.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
So how would you do that?
I have no idea. No. I'm just kidding.
You're such a comedian.
The sinus medicine is kicking. Well,
hello.
Well, you know, I try. But no, you make a really good point because a lot of people selling on eBay are doing exactly what you're talking about. They'll sell, you know, a product one time, and then they never have any further contact with that customer. And the thing that they don't understand is your goal in business, it doesn't matter if you're selling on eBay or, you know, you have a retail shop or you're selling off a website, your goal should be turning that one-time customer, that customer who just buys one time from you, into a customer who buys over and over and over, you know? And so the key there is you've got to change your mental outlook as far as customer service goes. You know, what we do, for example, is we build relationships with customers. Whenever someone buys something from us, we always give them the opportunity to opt into our newsletter list, or we give them the opportunity to get on our mailing list, you know, so if we have specials and other offers, we can go back to them. And then we just open up the lines of communication. You know, we don't want them to forget about us, because if you have a customer, and even if you opt them into your list, Scott, if you don't continually communicate with them, you know, a month or two down the road, when you finally do send them an email, they're not going to know who you are.
That's right.
You know, they're like, who is this guy sending me this spam? And they're going to click and, you know, you'll get a spam report. So what you want to do is you want to build a relationship, and you do that by looking for ways to continually communicate with the customer. Now, again, what we do is we do a weekly newsletter. I also do a weekly feature called Tim's Top Pick, where I review and recommend some product or service. And so by doing that, I get to go back to these people a couple times a week. I'm always on their radar. And anytime I have a new product or want to sell them something else, you know, I can legitimately go back to them and make them that offer. You know,
I was going to say, I think that's just brilliant. And those people that are listening to our podcast, I think there's a real gem. Tim's Top Picks send out every week, right? So Scott's Top Picks, George's Top Picks, Susie's Top Picks. I mean, there's a great domain name, and there's a great service that you can offer people. And because I was thinking as you were talking, like I just bought, you know, Smallville, the TV series. You know, like there's 5 seasons on DVD. I bought season 3 for Christmas, and then I thought, wow, this, I really am enjoying it. And my fiance Mary and I like sitting down and watching a show whenever we want, not having any commercials, right? And so I went and I got season 1 and 2, right? Now I'm in the market for 4 and 5. But, you know, the store I bought it from has never contacted me and saying, "Oh, by the way, we have a special on season four, Scott." Nor has either the eBay sellers that I bought season one or two from contacted me either. And I'm thinking, all it would take is an email, because I'm a hot customer, right? Like, we're enjoying this, and you say, you know what, it's regularly, $57 or whatever, but I've got it on special for you because you're a good customer for $47. If you get it, in the next 2 days or something, right? Probably would buy it.
Yeah, and see, that person is leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
If you've bought, something from him, like, for example, when you go to Amazon, Amazon is the best at this. When you go to Amazon and you find a book and you click to order that book, what do? They immediately try to sell you add-ons.
Yes.
People who ordered this book also enjoyed this book. Or they let you order in combination. They're always trying to upsell you.
That's right. If you order, $40 worth instead of this $27 worth, we'll give you free shipping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're always trying to get you somehow. And that's what, eBay sellers should do, or just people who sell on the web. If I've got someone who has purchased one of my eBay books, well, I can then email them and say, "Hey, notice that you bought my eBay book. People who bought this book also found this product useful. And in fact, if you order today, you can save 25%, that sort of thing. So it's just open up the lines of communications. The people who rely on the onesies and twosies, they really don't understand how to build that sustaining business.
Yeah.
You got to be proactive.
And it becomes easy, right? Because I'm just thinking, when I was listening to you, there's an autoresponder, right? "Thank you for buying, insert name of book here." People that bought that insert name of book here also buy insert name of another book there. It's a typical mail merge, a simple mail merge to do, right?
Right.
And boom, and then just have it automatically send out. Like, so once you set it up once, every time somebody buys from you, you've got this automatic sales process that you put them through to get them to buy more and more and more. And if it's a good book and they like what they're a good customer. They've already said that, they've got a wallet that's got credit cards in it, and they're not afraid to take that credit card out, which is an ideal customer.
Well, one thing we do is we make really good use of the one-time offer strategy.
Yes.
If someone comes to my website and buys a product, or if they opt into my newsletter even, we've got these one-time offers all over the place. Thank you for ordering, but you can now, supersize your order with all of this stuff here for X amount of dollars.
That's right.
And I would think that our one-time offers, when we put all those in place, it increased our revenue at least 25%, because we were selling, to people that otherwise may not have bought anything, or may have stopped and bought, just that one thing.
Yeah.
So, you gotta, as they say, you get them going and coming. You get them when they buy, you get them when, they opt into your newsletter. We even have one-time offers on our unsubscribe pages.
Oh, brilliant.
You're going to unsubscribe. Well, thank you for unsubscribing, but since you're here, check out this great offer.
Right. And so, and your stats are not unusual. Like, I did some sales copy for David Watson, and he told me that the one-time offer was converting at like 35-37% or something.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
And he was just ecstatic, because that was just money that he never would have got otherwise. Mm-hmm. And it was tens of thousands of dollars over a couple of weeks during his launch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just,
oh, it
just
does.
Huge.
We did. Well, we did the Dave's Cool Little Website project last year, and we grossed a little over 600K just off sales of the Dave's Cool Little Website. We grossed 105 off of one-time offers on the back end of that. So we added an extra 100K to our bottom line just by doing these one-time offers. And so we've actually got a product out now called OTO Page Generator, which anyone can use to generate those kind of one-time offers. And, I tell everybody, man, generate these and put them all over your website. And that's the best way to get those customers, becoming repeat buyers, is offer them things like that.
Right. So, Tim, is there any other ways that you would advise people to take a one-time customer and try to, and convert them into a lifetime customer?
Well, you could do things with affiliate marketing. For example, if you've got a customer who has bought a product from you, and let's say that's your only product, you don't have anything else, you know, in your bag of tricks to sell them, you might find an affiliate product that you could recommend. I'll tell you some people who are doing this incredibly well now. There's several guys, and I won't mention their names, but they're doing like review sites, mm-hmm. you know, scam review sites. And people are opting into their list because they trust these guys. Well, then these guys, basically what they're doing is, once they have people opted into their list, they're going back and recommending products. Hey, we reviewed this product. We think it's great. Here's the link. And so, you know, they're not even selling a product on the front end. If you go to like Google or someplace, you know, one of the search engine, type in, you know, scam watch or scam alert, something like that, you'll get a web page of a guy who professes to be, you know, the Avenger. You know, I was really tired of getting ripped off, and now I review all these, and I'll tell you which ones are scams and which ones are not. Well, right. Basically, you opt into his list, and guess what? He starts sending you affiliate product offers. And he's doing incredibly well because people trust him. You know, he built that credibility on the front end. And, you know, he probably review the products that he's promoting. But he's getting these folks are ordering, you know, time and time again. So if you only have one product, look for someone who has affiliate products that you could then recommend to your customers.
Right.
And that's another great way to do it.
That's really cool. Another way, I often think of how my fiance built her business. She had a small women's fashion boutique in mm-hmm. Downtown Vancouver, and it was amazing to me because she would find some activity that she thought that they would like and let them know about it, and then all of a sudden, and this is something she did offline, right? But she would have like wine and chocolate parties, close the store, you know, and from 7 till 9, she'd have the women in, and they would try mm-hmm. different clothes on, and just, you know, you get 15 women or 30 women in a boutique trying on clothes and telling everybody how good they look. I mean, she would make more sales in those couple hours than she did, you know, the previous 3 days, right?
Right.
But she just looked at her market and found, you know, well, what do you want to do and what do I want to do, and it brought them along. Like they would go on walks, or they brought in a belly dancer once. They would just do all these different events, and what would happen, of course, is every time she emailed them, people would read the email, they would respond to her, she had people buying from all over the world when she brought new products in, just because you say, well, these new products are here, you know, come on down and see them. And someone would email her, well, I'm in New York, I can't come over, you know, I can't come down, but I really like the picture of the black dress, this is my size, can you send it to me, right? And those people just looked forward to her emails and to what she had to say. And so I think another way that you can do it is find out what your customers are interested in that you're also interested in, right? I mean, if she right. wasn't in, I mean, no point doing something you, I mean, if you don't like to knit, then don't start a knitting club just because your customers do, right? It's not a good right. idea. But just find out what they like and then make, you know, and it had nothing to do with, some of it had nothing to do with clothes, right? But it was just, we're just having fun. And people want to be around people that have fun, and then when you've got something to sell later on, they're, you know, they like you, they want to give back, people want to give her their business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she just makes it easy for them to do that.
Well, see, what she has mastered relationship marketing.
Yes.
You know, she has the credibility, she has the likability, and now, you know, she basically has become their friend.
Yep.
So when she sees something cool, she can let them know, hey, you know, I saw this, I thought you might like it too. Well, they're going to trust her judgment and her opinion, so they're going to go buy.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest thing, you know, the best point we could make, Scott, is, you know, the key to turning a one-time customer into a repeat customer is building that relationship. Because people buy from people they like.
Yeah.
And people they trust. You know, you could have the greatest product in the world, and you can be giving it away, but if you are a butthole and people don't like you, you're not going to have any takers.
That's right.
So the likability, the credibility is a big part of this, and, you know, that's not that hard to do. You know, it's really easy to build a relationship with your customer, and, you know, the way you do that is you give them more free than you're getting back in money. You know what I mean? Like with our stuff, with my newsletter, man, it's got tons and tons of content. You know, we really, I think, over-deliver on the free advice and the free content and stuff that people can take advantage of. And they know that, so when we ask them to buy a product, they're more than happy to do it because they've already got far more than their money's worth for free. So that's the way to do it. Concentrate on that relationship building.
That's right. That's right. Cool. Well, that about brings us to the end of this podcast episode, Tim. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to share this great information with our listeners and myself. If you want to listen to some of our other podcasts or find out more information about Tim or myself, you can head over to ebay.podomatic.com and see some of the previous episodes that we've done. So any last words before we head out?
Where's my sinus medicine? No, that's the wrong one. Now, I'll just sum it up by saying this. You know, work to build those relationships with your customers, and you'll be amazed at how much your business will grow, because the hardest customer to get is the first one. So once
that's
you
right.
got them, if you can learn to sell to them over and over, your business is going to take off.
That's awesome. Great. Thanks, Tim. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.